He says that Mike Mansfield, without consulting Jordan or anybody, has scheduled the Bobby Baker resolutions for tomorrow in the Senate floor. That Jordan is not here and says he won't be here. That if Mansfield's going to bring these things up, he can just explain to himself. Only one of the Republicans is here, that's Curtis. Maybe the reason Mansfield's doing it, I don't know. But Bill thinks that it's going to create a lot of hell and actually drag the thing out longer than it should be dragged out.
What are the resolution?
Well, these are those reporting income and things like that. But
the what?
Reporting income, those sources of compensation, that sort of thing that grew out of the Baker investigation.
What are they recommending, that they pass a resolution, the Senate adopt a resolution on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what we can do about it. I never heard of it. Can't he talk to Mansfield?
He says that Mansfield just insists on doing it.
Well, I don't know what we can do about it.
Okay, so I just wanted to tell you about it.
I don't know what, I'd think if Jordan asked Mansfield not to bring it up, he wouldn't bring it up.
Right.
But can Jordan be here?
I gather that he could, but that he's, according to Whitley, he's just mad and doesn't think they should do it.
When does he want it brought up?
Sometime in the future. They don't have a precise date on it, but Whitley thinks they ought to do it and everybody's ready to get their speeches out of the way in a couple of days and forget it.
I never understood Mansfield on any of this. Mansfield, Kennedy got Mansfield into this thing, and Boomerang, President Kennedy called Mansfield down and told him he had ought to see the FBI and he ought to see Edgar Hoover, and got them together, and that started it on Bobby Baker. He never got caught at it, but I imagine Bobby Kennedy asked him to, don't you reckon?
There must have been something there, because he's never handled that with what I would think would be normal legislative tactics. It may be that Whitley has a distorted version of this. I don't know. I have not talked to anybody else about it, except I called Walter. You were out at the time it happened.
Did you tell Walter?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
He just said I should call you, which of course I was going to do anyway, as soon as you got back.
Mm-hmm. Well, did Jordan talk to Mansfield?
Apparently not. Whitley says he's acting as a go-between.
Well, I wonder why Jordan didn't call Mansfield and say, I'm chairman of the committee and I don't want to bring it up now. That's all he needs to do.
I don't understand it myself, sir.
Well, that's all I know. I think he called him back and just tell him, you talk to some folks here and we think the chairman ought to tell he and some of the members, they ought to get some of the members of his committee to tell Mansfield what time they want to bring it up.
Right.
We're not in a position to tell Mansfield when to bring up stuff in the Senate.
We sure aren't.
He never asked us a damn thing about it. But that what you would recommend off the record is that he get some of his people with him, whoever's with him, Cannon, Bob Byrd, some of them, and say, now we'd like to agree on a day. It's satisfactory to all of us to be there. And I'm sure Mansfield's not unreasonable enough when he wouldn't do it.
I just can't imagine it. I'll get back to him right away and say that.
And then I think you might leave word with Humphrey tonight. Leave word for him to call you when he comes in. He's in Minnesota. Tell him it's urgent whatever time he comes in.
Right.
And just tell him that you think he ought to know that the clerk committee calls you, your old friends, personal. You don't want it repeated to a human. You don't want him even repeated to his own clerk. But he said that the chairman wasn't ready and the members of the committee weren't ready and been scheduled out there knowing it. It seems to us that they ought to all get together and do it someday.
Right.
And I don't know what the resolution is. I don't know what they're trying to get done.
I haven't studied them too closely, sir. These are the rules changes that came out of the out of the investigation.
I wonder if it requires senators to report their income or something.
That's it, sir. I've never studied them too closely.
I hate to tell you this, But it's my considered judgment in the light of what I see happening and what I have heard and people I've talked to and whom I have confidence that we wouldn't carry a state in the South if the vote were tomorrow. Now,
you know, I think that's right.
I'll tell you why. These Negro demonstrators at San Francisco got everybody mad, and today they've worked on these patrolmen up in Massachusetts, Harlem, over the weekend. Everybody thinks we ought to, if we denounce the killings in Mississippi and we denounce the shootings in Georgia, we ought to denounce it in Harlem, too. And we haven't done a damn thing about it. So I told Jack Valenti to tell Bill Moyer to talk to Dick Goodwin, and I think you ought to go home and try to figure out what you can say tomorrow. And I think I probably ought to call the acting mayor of New York and tell him I'm concerned about what's happening there. And if there's any help that we can give him, any investigation, anything he wants, we want to provide it, but we just sure as hell don't think they ought to be having things like that, and we won't contribute anything we can to it.
Right, I've been giving this some very deep thought, too. And I think we can be pulled into a god-awful trap here. And I think there is a counter to it. The main thing is, of course, that Goldwater is going to want to keep this stuff and all this rioting and civil rights. He's going to wash his hands of it and say that he's not responsible, but that's a lot of malarkey. And if we aren't careful, we're just going to be presiding over a country that's so badly split up, they'll vote for anybody that isn't us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there's a weakness to Goldwater. I think the big weakness is people think he's pretty reckless. And I think the one thing that we ought to get at now is some of the things that he has said about the nuclear test ban treaty, but not say them the way they've been said. I think we got to get this down to some gut things. Mothers that are worried about having a radioactive poison in their kids' milk. Men that are worried about becoming sterile. Give them some thoughts about maybe kids being born with two heads and things like that. And that, my God, are you going to have this reckless man who shoots in the hip and who talks first and thinks afterward? Are you going to give him sole power to decide these things? Now, I know it's a little bit tough, and I'm trying to work out some practical proposals for how to do it, which I hope to have by tomorrow night. But, you know, that's something that unites everybody. It doesn't matter whether they're north, south, east, or west. No mother wants her kid drinking milk with poison in it. No man wants to think that, my God, he gets all excited and Khrushchev gets all excited and we start testing. You don't even have to talk about war. That's the mistake they've made so far. They start all this testing stuff, I might walk around and just be denuded. And then when you start talking about kids with two heads and stuff like that. And I kind of think maybe...
I think, though, we ought to, if we speak out in Mississippi and speak out in...
I agree.
Well, speak out in Harlem. Now, they're in Massachusetts. Now, there's two good ones. Now, look at your AP ticker this evening, and you see where the patrolman, they jumped on him and trying to protect a Negro girl up in Massachusetts, Lawrence, Massachusetts. Now, write a statement tonight that I could appropriately put out some way or other.
I'll have it for you in the morning,
and
sir.
Maybe I'll say the governor of Massachusetts and or the acting mayor of New York.
I'm going to have one for you in the morning because I think you do have to cover that flank. I think that we've got to get off that field and shift the ground.
And I think that we've got to, we just can't take back. They finally caught up with you today. You gave in the last thing. You handled it perfectly right up to the last inch. I don't think you heard anything, but I'd have told that son of a bitch to go straight to hell that kept on pursuing me. You said, Goldwater said he would meet the president. I said I did not want to engage in comments on impromptu press. I think my statement's self-explanatory. And then I'd said, and final. This conference going on now is not an impromptu press conference. This is a scheduled conference. You don't have to answer them. I just said final. We're going to have trouble with likewise. Any proposal by Goldwater to follow suit and avoid an inflammation or incitement, I'll say it again louder. Any proposal by Goldwater to follow suit and avoid an inflammatory, other what I've said before, inciting inflammatory racial, and any proposal include a meeting by the two. We do not have a proposal yet. That's when you get in trouble. The presumption is if there was such a proposal, he would give serious consideration. Yes, that's right. Then the lead was Johnson says he'd give serious consideration. And you had it perfect shape up to let whoever crowded you, and you ought to kick his ass. He ain't your friend, I'll tell you that.
It was Phil Potter.
Yeah, well, he sure ought to He just
might have looked like I was quibbling with it.
I just said that's final, made my statement. You can't debate with him. You ain't got no business. You better make your statement, say that's all I've got to say on that now, fellas. Get off on something else. Look at him as positive as Rayburn does. Because they'll finally run you right in the hole and make you say what they want to say so they get their lead. And we don't want to be giving consideration to Goldwater. What we really want to do with Goldwater is this. We want to say that we want to assure everybody that we're not going to do anything to incite anybody or to inflame anybody. And that it's not our friends, not our supporters, not our people that's going around stirring these things up. And let's leave the impression he is without saying so. And we don't need to have an agreement with Goldwater. We don't need to have a meeting with Goldwater. We can give anybody and everybody assurances we're not going to do it. Now, what could come out of a meeting? I don't know if we say that we ought to have one, but what good can come out of a meeting, George, if we're not going to incite anybody and do anything to...
Well, but we sure can't turn it down.
Well, I'd wait to see what kind of meeting he asked for. I don't know. Because he's going to be having us invite him in tomorrow if you're not careful.
No, we're still unable to give consideration to any proposal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're standing on.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we have to stand on that.
Mm-hmm. Who was giving you the hell about the Cleveland thing? I wonder if...
That was Sid Davis. He wouldn't give me any hell about it. He just asked the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll let you have your opinion. You let me have mine.
Well, Cliff Carter knows nothing about it.
Does Hobart?
He's out to supper.
He's always out. Is this Davis got anything in Cleveland? Has he got a...
Yeah, he's got a big station there. That's Westinghouse.
Well, I'd find that Negro wherever he is, and then I'd call that guy out there tonight. This man they listed just said it. They say it, and we don't know anything about it. And who was it? So we can check into it.
Right.
Okay.
You mentioned.